evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the South Cars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in Good Amateur Practice. This South Cars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is actually Mike, WA1NXI, from the great state of Maine. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. I am Mike's backup, and I'm merely opening the session this evening. I live in the city of Vero Beach, Florida, 10 minutes from the Atlantic coast, where it's currently a temperature of 64 degrees. We had a high of 73 today, and we'll be having a low about 50 this evening, and 50s as lows all week long. But a beautiful start to the day today. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, I ask you to come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday this week, maybe last week, or this upcoming week that would like to come aboard so we can pipe you in right at the beginning of the net? So any birthday stations, come aboard. Okay, we have no birthday stations once again. At least we had one last week, so we are getting those who check in. You know, this is the family, the South Cars VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net, highlighting the third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening should be a lot of fun. It's titled Your Role Model. You know, we all have those who have had an impact in our life, and we hope that you'll share that. But I do want to advise everyone that this net is always recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. And if you've been part of this program tonight, you most definitely will be part of that recording. I just really want to make maybe just a general announcement for anyone new to South Cars, or maybe old to South Cars that haven't checked out our website. You know, once again, that's www.voip.southcars.com. We made some major changes with Steve KF5VH, the main person making those changes. It's now brightened the display, and he's added a calendar. He's added a scheduling calendar. He's made a lot of changes. A lot of pictures there, too. So if you haven't checked it out, we ask that you please do that. Let me pause for just one moment, and let me give you one final announcement. Before the changes were made, we had a link on the left side for our NCS schedule. You know, that is no longer there. It's been removed. This information is now found under Net Schedules, found at the top portion of the homepage in calendar format. And once you look at that, you'll see there's calendars for a lot of time zones. So hopefully you'll have a chance to check that out. So with that, Mr. Mike up there in cold Maine, I think you said it's about 25. I hope that you have a grand session this evening, and I hope you're staying warm up there. So please come aboard and take over the net. WA1NXI from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for opening the net, getting us rolling here. Tonight's topic, I guess, is your, as you said, your role model, your favorite role model, and why, I guess. And I guess I'd say mine would have to be my father for my number one role model. If I was going to be like anybody in life, it'd be him. Doesn't let a whole lot bother him. Everything seems to roll off his back and with minimal stress. At least he doesn't show it and doesn't get worked up. And he's honest to people. He's always honest to people. So And he didn't kill me growing up, so he has a lot of patience. So he'd be my number one role model. But go ahead and open it up, Kathy, and see who we have aboard tonight, and get an idea of who some people's role models are and why. Hoping I don't hear Justin Bieber for nobody's role model. Hi. This is WA1NXI and South Cas Global Family Hour, and we're looking for check-ins.
6, Victor.
Sierra United November.
And that recognizes 6, Victor. Good evening, Gordon and SUN. And good evening again, Kathy. And I'll take them right in the order that I heard them. So welcome aboard, Gordon.
Well, thanks, Mike. Good evening to you, sir. Thank you for running the net this evening. Gordon here, KY6V. I see that your text comment was that you're at 25 degrees up there in Maine. We are currently at 66, Mike, but we're plummeting fast. I can feel it dropping off. And we're supposed to stabilize at about 49. Here in the state of Florida this evening. Nice subject. Hard to pin down. I liked your comments about your father never killing you, so he was a great guy. You know, to start with, Mike, I've had many role models, mentors, whatever you want to call them. And my father, like yours, was paramount. You know, he was an engineer, and he taught me electronics and a lot more about life. I started, Mike, playing the trumpet in the 6th grade, and I was doing fairly well. And in the 7th grade, my father felt I had enough talent for private lessons, so he signed me up to a private teacher for the horn who was the first chair for the San Francisco Philharmonic Orchestra. And he was a great role model as far as I'm concerned. I had some teachers in high school who were very special, pointed me in the right direction, Mike. Along with this, my mother was an English teacher and mentored me all the way. Some of my college professors were role models also. So I guess what I'm trying to say here, as a person matures and moves on with their life, there are many that can be considered role models, mentors, or just neat people. What do you think, Mike? KY6V, back to net.
Well, Gordon, what do I think? I think that sums up pretty much what a role model is. All through life, role models play a role in shaping the way you look at life and the way you learn life and the way you go through life, I guess. And sometimes role models are sports fans, and if I had to say one of my sports fans' role models, it would be probably Tom Brady. Number one, he's a good quarterback, and number two, when he does lose, he doesn't do it disrespectfully like some players, I guess, or some quarterbacks. So he loses with dignity, and he wins more than he loses. Well, he carries himself well when in public interviews and stuff, so he would be an awesome role model also. Yeah. Kids, I guess, and some adults. So there you go. And we'll see what Kathy's up to and what she has to say about her role models. Hell yeah, and teachers are awesome role models. Oh, Miss Sunshine, SUN, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much, Mike, for that nice comment about teachers as well as running the net tonight and some of your other comments. And when you mentioned Justin Bieber, you must have been in the news listening to what was going on with that. And that was quite an event with him. So, but it happens to the best of those young kids. But I do agree with what Gordon is saying about his father, and all of us have those as role models. I wanted to tell you, Mike, about the Patriots. I knew that they did not win to get into the Super Bowl. They didn't for many years. But we have a dean at school that is a very vivid, I guess, Patriot fan, and she had all over her door, people put on her door, about, I'm not sure who beat them. You'll have to tell me that. But I wanted to make that comment. And I do want to welcome a couple new members we have out here, Mike, tonight. In fact, one of them just joined with his wife today, and his name is Gary. He's from Arizona. His wife's name is Shirley. And we also have another new member, Nick, who joined last week. And so I want to welcome them. But let me drop it for a moment. And I actually see a person who just connected at the top who I actually sent a welcome to. So I'm glad they're joining us this evening to see what South Towers is all about. Let me buy a nickel here and let me go into some of my role models. First of all, I want to say my first role model, I guess, and I guess one of my important ones, again, is my father, who passed away in 1992, I believe. But, you know, when I was about 4 years old, my dad built me a chalkboard, Mike. And it was something that I spent a lot of time in the basement on. And my parents always said, you know, we know you're going to be a teacher one day. It took me a little while longer than most, but that is my passion right now. So I guess you'd say he's my role model. Of course, he was not able to be around when I completed my education, became a teacher, but I know he's looking down on me. So I'm not going to go into some of my other role models right now. I'll do it in a little bit, but I guess you'd say my dad is my number one. So I'll turn it back to you, Mike, and hopefully you can get some more check-ins. WA1NXI from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, there you go, Kathy. I got a feeling that's going to be a popular answer for everybody who was either their mother or or their father for their first and most memorable role models. And Justin Bieber, yeah, I caught that on the news that morning, Kathy. I gotta tell you, I disliked that guy enough that when I seen that on the news, I was doing the happy dance out there around the coffee pot. That made my morning. I was right in my glory. And the Patriots, yeah, I was disappointed they didn't go to the Super Bowl, Kathy, but I was also happy that they went as far as they did with all the injuries and the type of season they started off with, so they went farther than I expected, so. There you go, and I'll go ahead and break with you, and we'll see who else we got out there. This is WA1NXI and Global Family Hour here on South Cars, and we're looking for some more check-ins.
Get back, Yankee.
Victor Hotel.
Yeah, Victor X-Ray Papa.
Oh, very good. We'll pick up these three familiar and stations. We'll start with QY, Jim, and then I'll pick up Victor Hotel, Steve, and Victor X-Ray Papa, Rick, in the order which I heard them. So, good evening, Jim, and welcome aboard, and I'm pretty sure you know the subject.
Oh, yeah. It's KB4. QY, Echo 1880. So, well, good evening to everybody on the net. And my role model, well, of course my dad is, and I guess that's good for all of us. life too. But I guess my most important role model, other than them, was Jack Farr, W4TJS. He's silent key now. But he was my mentor. When I got in the ham radio, which I was 13 years old when I got in the hobby, got my first novice ticket. And when I first got in the hobby, we had a teenage ham club in Atlanta. And so when you got your new ticket, why, somebody would be there at the first meeting that you attended as a ham. I attended several of the meetings while I was studying. But once I got to be a ham, then they pick out an Elmer. And that'll be the person that'll sort of kind of tutor you along and keep you straight and all that stuff. And I had a good Elmer. Jack was, he was a real strict Elmer in a way. He was all the time calling me up on the telephone saying, "Hey, you don't supposed to do that." Or, "It ain't that way, you're supposed to do it this way." Taught me how to be in that control station and taught me how to handle traffic and I don't know what all, aside from building rigs and adjusting rigs and all that kind of sort of stuff. But he was the one that got me started. And as a matter of fact, I was well in the ham radio. I guess I was about 55 years old, something like that, when he became a silent key. So he had been my Elmer for a long time and was still Elmering me. So that a lot something. He wasn't the only one. There was a whole bunch of hams played a big part. Let me give another nickel. That played a big part in my amateur years. You know, just scans of W4ZD. I took my code class in his place and passed my code knowledge test in his place and all that. That's Bubba Bourne. He's silent key also. And but there were several of them. But you just remember them because you would come into this hobby as a kid and did lots of things you couldn't afford. You couldn't afford to do an experiment because you had to get it right first time. That's all you could afford. So they were good. They would help us out with all these things. And so It was a great way to get into the hobby, and I've been in it quite a while now, since 1963, and it killed me an Elmer, so if anybody's wanting to be an Elmer, well, I need one, I need some, especially since the change calls. Back to you, W. No. Look out. See, I told you so. KV4UI.
Oh, very good, Jim. That's a pretty interesting Elma. If I figured that right, it was 42 years that he Elmered you. I might have got that wrong. I got the call sign, but I'm not quite sure if I wrote that down right or not either. W4TJS is what I copied. Not sure if I got that right. You can correct me, but that's great. And I'm sure he's still up there looking down and watching over your shoulder there, Jim. And I was going to say something else that you, the team club is an awesome thing. I don't know if any around here that go on for the teams. Elmer's a great role model too, Jim. Almost had a hard time getting that out. But thanks for being there and coming aboard and sharing that. Hope you come back aboard a little later on, or actually I'll hand it back to you just so you can tell me if I got that call right. And maybe I need an Elmer to help me pick up traffic better, Jim. Hi, hi.
Yeah, I think you have it right. W4 Tango Juliet Sierra. W4 TVGGQ. But anyway, whatever it is, Jack was a fine fella. His wife was him also, W4YEK, and she Elmered me too. But he was my signed Elmer. But she did Elmer me along, and after he died, she was still Elmer me along. Because she was she'd been a ham longer than my head. Back to you.
Well, very good, and I did copy that right, so pretty proud of that, getting better at getting call signs without having to recheck them. At first, when I did this, generally, I get quite a few of them wrong, and that's really bad when it's a new member and you copy his call wrong and you go to look him up and something ain't right. You gotta hate that. But anyway, thanks for being there, Jim, and thanks for coming aboard, and we'll go to Victor Hotel and see what Steve's up to tonight. And thanks for coming aboard. WA1NXI over to Victor Hotel.
Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening to everyone on board. Steve from Lafayette, Louisiana. Well, I think I'll break my role models down into four pieces. I'd like to look first at moral compass, and certainly my mother and father provided me with the settings for my moral compass. And then my dad got me started down the road of electronics. His call is K9YXO, and it wasn't enough to be able to build the electronics or know which circuit to use or know which formula to use. You also had to know why it worked or why you calculated it that way, and certainly got me started down my career. My first boss, Larry F. Huggins, he taught me the art of pure logic. It wasn't enough ever to guess. It was never enough to have a feeling. But you had to be able to take and provide all the logical steps around the problem to reach a conclusion. And then the last person, John R. Barrett, worked for the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And he was assigned as an adjunct professor at the university. I worked for him as a student. And what he taught me was how the government thought. And I can assure you the way that the government thinks is not like any of the other people that I mentioned tonight. That's it from Louisiana. This is KF5VH. Back to you, Mike.
Well, fine business, Steve. Yeah, that's a pretty good way to break it down. Your morals and the electronics that your father got you into. Your boss introducing you and bringing you along with logic. I guess everybody should pick up a little bit of logic along the way. And then the government, yeah, that could open a can of worms, Steve. I don't think too highly of the government on some things, and real highly of them on others, I guess. But that could be a long conversation. I'm not sure if I have any role models that I could put into any of the government goings on, because I'm not too impressed with any of them right now. But anyway, thanks for being there, Steve, and thanks for coming aboard, and hope you're coming back aboard with any comments or just another role model and another check-in. So KF5VH, I'll break with you, and we'll go see what Victor X-Ray Papa Rick is up to and who his favorite role model might be.
This is N1PXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio. First, I got to mention about the weather. We have been getting, I think, the wrong type of weather. Excuse me. It seems like somebody up in Alaska has taken away our kind of temperatures. And I'm getting to the point where I'm begging them, I wish they would switch it back. We've been getting this an example. Today wasn't too bad. It was up to 33. We've been having the single digits for high and teens and sub-zero weather for lows. And it looks like we got another maybe 4 or 5 days of that kind of weather. I know Monday it's supposed to be down to minus 12 at night. Tuesday is only going to be 3 above for a high and 4 below for a low. And starting next week after, it's going to definitely go back to what it should be. I just noticed that Alaska had low to mid-30s while we had the teens and sub-zero weather. So looking forward to spring warming up. I think role models. Definitely the parents. My grandfather was quite the role model because living in the country and understanding country life in general, he would show us, as far as the kids, quite a bit about how to live on the land and what to look for. Let me drop for a second. Yeah, he was one to always explain things and never really had any problems. If we had a question, he would answer it, and he'd say, all right, now you're going to learn this. And I always look forward to the summer vacation time to visit, because it was like a learning experience. Speaking of which, I remember in grade school when I was in Michigan, all the teachers I had, they all instilled the idea of you learn today, but wait till next year. You'll learn even more. And it was a constant looking forward to new teachers and learning a lot more. We didn't feel like it was a burden for learning. It was more of a enjoyment. And I can remember, well, an example, my first grade teacher, her name was Miss Will, and she said, keep in mind, you will learn more if you think about what you want to do, and never, ever think that you can't do something because you can. And she instilled that in us as a first grade teaching that really, I really stuck with it, and I said, boy, this is really good. as the years went by, I got involved in amateur radio through a neighbor who happened to just come walking by, had a handheld 2-meter radio, and he explained to me about how to get a license, which I did that, and got my ticket in 1995. Let me drop one more second. And this particular gentleman really, he got me in the ropes of amateur radio, doing Aries activity locally. And then I progressed into traffic handling, Skywarn. It got to the point where I really met so many different ham operators that I really couldn't say any one picked out as a role model by themselves. It was all as a group activity, and really enjoyed it. Learning something new every day, operating procedures, and went to different conferences and different public service events, and just overall learning not only ham radio, but learning to appreciate life as well. I think that was the one thing that we end up feeling that don't blame the government for things, because they're not always at fault. Everybody thinks they could be at fault, but sometimes it's our own actions that can create some of the problems. And learning to work together and prove to the different agencies that we can be a great asset in times of emergency. And I've always felt that was one of the great things with getting involved in ham radio. Was a lot of fun, but I enjoy the actual activity. I timed out. I didn't even know it. I enjoyed it. You know, it was just really great activity and something that, like I say, it's a learning experience every day. Role models come and go, but I never never feel that any one person that wasn't maybe not the greatest, but never felt that they did wrong. I was learning experience every day is how I look at it. And 1-3-XP back to net control.
No. Very good, Rick. And yeah, that's true. I say that quite a bit. I learned something new today. You're absolutely right about that. And you mentioned teachers in there also, and I imagine that's going to come up quite a bit as people's role models, the things that people taught them over the years. And I guess you were pretty lucky. You just happened to be out there that day and get a glimpse of that handheld radio and get you started on your life through ham radio. So that's an awesome role model too, and hanging around and helping you throughout your adventures in ham radio. It's kind of like that on 2-meter radio here on the link system. There's, if you want to know something, just throw the question out there. There's always somebody that's out there listening that's willing to help you out. And there's one in particular, Ted, that's on there quite a lot. Been a while since I've been on the 2-meter radio here, so I'm having a hard time pulling his call out of my memory. But I'll remember sometime before the end of this night. I'll keep plugging away at that. He'll help you with anything. He's like a walk-in encyclopedia, and he always says he's the only ham on this side of the Mississippi with no computer, and I always remember him saying that. And grandfathers, you're absolutely right there. Rick, grandfather's been around for a long time and learned a lot of lessons the hard way, and willing to pass them on to you so you don't have to learn them the hard way. So that's awesome. Grandfathers are an awesome role model. We'll go ahead and break with you, Rick, and hope you come back aboard, and we'll see who else we got to come aboard the South Cars Almost like Sunday rags, you know that ain't right. Family Global Hour, this is WA1NXI, up here in the great state of Maine, looking for check-ins.
6, Victor, recheck.
Kilo.
6, Victor, recheck.
All right, Nat recognizes J-A-K. Good evening, Jack. Glad you came aboard. Been a few days since I've talked to you. And Nat recognizes K-Y-6-B. I'm Gordon with the recheck. So, J-A-K, K-4, J-A-K, Jack, welcome aboard.
Well, good evening, Mike, and Mr. Gordon, and Kathy, and all South Cars there. I got to jump in here. You're talking Elmers. I really, growing up, didn't have anyone to actually taught me. I got into this back when you had to have a license to get into the 11-meter, to get into the CB, is when I first got into radio, and a state CB up until 2008 when I first got my ticket. And that's when the education really started, I guess. I mean, I'd learned antennas and this and that, and, you know, odds and ends here and there. But the one that really helped me and really, really opened my eyes and all and got me going as far as the ham radio and kept me interested, kept the ball rolling, you know, and all that, got me involved in out of the way group, you know, that just gets on here and rambles and carries on, called South Cars. And that's got to be Mr. KY6V. He really got me pointed in the right direction. I got to give credit where credit's due there. I really do. He did a lot, helped me out here. Me knowing absolutely nothing about computers, period. Let me let it drop a second. When I got my ticket, I bought a computer just for the simple fact I could get here on Echolink, you know, with the technician end of it. And Mr. Six Victor, you know, went out of his way to help me in quite a bit of ways, quite often. And I know I even, with my schedule, woke him up a time or two talking to Mike in Israel about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. But I think he learned to turn the radio off after that. But anyway, I got to give Mr. Six Victor the credit there, I really do, and along with South Cars for keeping me going as far as going to General and going to Extra. And well, right off the top of my head, I can think of at least one other person that that I know of that he has been a big influence with also. But hey, with that said, Mike, we'll get out of here and let you get back to the net. And definitely good hearing you. And I hope you're staying warm up there. I know, man, we got the fireplace roaring down here. K4JAK, back to WA1NXI.
Wow, very good, Jack. Yeah, and that's pretty awesome. Gordon's a role model, so my next station is an Elmer and a role model. So there you go, Gordon. I bet you're feeling pretty good right about now. You should be. You are an awesome role model to a lot of people. And a lot of people come here and call your call looking for some information, and that's awesome. And, oh, Jack, I was gonna say, oh yeah, no real Elmer. Growing up, I had the opportunity to have one. It would be my father. He was my role model in a lot of things growing up, and he tried real hard to be my Elmer too, but never really took an interest in it. When I was younger, I did play around on the CB quite a bit, just around town with the other kids and stuff. But didn't have to take no test for a CB when I started doing that, Jack. Just give yourself a name and go for it type of thing. But anyway, thanks for being there. Always good hearing you. And glad you participate in the next, Jack, because you get a knack for it and an awesome voice. And I believe you're probably somebody's role model, too, as a NCS, Jack. You do an awesome job. And with that, I'll break with you, and we'll go see what Gordon's up to. KY6B, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Mike. KY6B here, and thank you for those kind words, Jack. I will tell you, sir, that you're a very special person, and I consider you a very special friend. You know, you're a quick learner, sharp and to the point, and move on with gusto. So, feathers in your bird bath also, Tiger. And I think, Mike, as I recall, the call that you have right now was your father's ex-call. So you might want to comment on that when time permits. I wanted to go back and say kudos to Steve out there in Louisiana about his presentation on role models and Elmers. I just loved his rolling through the various aspects, getting to logic, and making sure that you're looking at the whole picture, and then got into government, which was a zinger finale. And it reminded me, in my tender, wet behind the ears ages, Mike, when I went into the Navy, and the first thing that was groomed into me was, I want you to know, Mr. Smith, that there's a right way, there is a wrong way, and there is the Navy way, and if you do it the Navy way, you'll get along. Being a military brat, I bet you appreciate that. Let me buy a nickel here for a second. On teachers, you know, I've had a long history in this department. There are some that are good, and there are some that are bad, and there are some that are questionable. Like, I had a band teacher when I was in junior high, they now call it middle school, that if there was a disturbance in the class, he'd pull an eraser off the board and sling it at the person that was creating the mess. I had a history teacher that had a couple of cap guns in his desk, and when the class got rowdy, he'd pull out these cap guns and start popping them off. I don't know about all of that, you know. And there's some teachers out there that can handle things a lot better than those kind of antics. One more break here for timers. Jack, I was watching the admin box. Sorry to hear about all that stuff going. I'd like to hear more, too, about the Del Cassins area up the street from you, because I did hear that there was an awful lot of police accumulation here, departure time here last week. So, at any rate, those are my two or three comments. Mike, were you ever trained that way in the Army? I think it was the Army. Right way, wrong way, and Army way. KY6V, over.
Well, Gordon, they tried to teach me that, but I didn't learn it too good. I hung out until I could get out of there, and it was kind of one of those situations. I dealt with them, and they kind of let me slide on a few things. When we parted ways, we was both happy campers. But I grew up, my dad was in the Army my whole life, and we grew up in a clean house, I can say that for sure. It was always spotless. And what they said went. I remember being home, looking out the window, and it was still light out, and the rest of the kids were out there playing, you know, when I was younger. It was still light out, and I'd be like, how come all the rest of the kids are outside, and I have to be in? Because that's the way we want it, and we're the boss. And maybe that's why I rebelled just a little bit, Gordon, I don't know, but. Yeah, I grew up in the military kind of strict way for quite a while. And Well, I was going to say something else, Gordon. I was going to comment on something. Oh, teachers. There's different types of teachers. Some are better than others. I can't really recall any of my teachers, Gordon. I remember a couple of them. Mr. Seller, I remember him pretty well, just because we used to call him Mr. Smeller, and because he had really, really bad breath. I used to stand down the hallway and I'd yell that just as loud as I could and make fun of him, Mr. Smeller. He's one of those teachers that would get mad, and he was kind of a big guy, and he'd chase me through the hallways. Never could catch me, but as one of my teachers I remember, but I guess he's not really my role model. He's just stuck in my mind forever, I guess. But anyway, Gordon, yeah, you're right. There's good and bad in teachers and everything else. Sports people, just everyday people, everything. Anyway, thanks for being there, Gordon. Thanks for coming aboard again, and welcome back to come aboard any other time with comments or one more subject matter. So, WAE1NXI in the South Cars Global Family Hour on discussing role models and homers and all kinds of good stuff. Looking for check-ins.
Sierra United November.
Net recognizes SUN. Welcome back, Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. And I, too, have been looking at the text box and not happy with what I see, but, you know, I know what's out there. Jack is talking about the area that I teach, Mike. We have a lot of interesting events that happen every once in a while. On Friday, when I left school, we had a lot of deputies and sheriff's cars and all over the place. I figured they were having some kind of meeting, and then Jack tells me something else may have been going on. So we have that all the time, and you know, it's never a dull moment here in Fort Pierce. You never know what's going on. But I do want to reaffirm what Jack has said about Gordon, KY6V. You know, I haven't been a ham very long. 2008 is when I joined South Cars, and wasn't a ham too long before then. But I've come a long ways. I've increased my license all the way up to extra. I've become your net manager and other duties. So, you know, it is all because of encouragement from KY6V that I felt I could do this, Mike. You know, a lady, a woman, I've said this many times, coming into a man's hobby, you know, it not often is welcomed, but I do want to say from each and every one of you, thank you so much. You've welcomed me, and I've enjoyed the ride, and hopefully I'll last as long as I can. So I wanted to thank Gordon for that, because he is the one that encouraged me so much that I could be an NCS, and I could do what I am doing now. So thanks to him. But let me drop it for a moment, and I want to talk to you a little bit about some of my other role models. You know, Mike, we're talking about our fathers, and Gordon, I think, talked about his mother, and she was a teacher, just like I am. I hope that my students feel that I've been a role model for them years down the road, that they appreciate what I've done for them. But I also appreciate what my mother did for me. She was one who felt that a woman's place was in the home, was taking care of her husband and her children. And so I decided, you know, once I was married and had a child, that it was my place to stay with him until he was 18. So I did stay in the home. I owned a business out of the home. But when he became 18, he encouraged me to go back to school to get that teaching degree. So he was a part of my encouragement and maybe part of my role model as well. So I think my family was part of that role model because they actually encouraged me to do what I knew I wanted to do all my life. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Mike, and hopefully we can get some of those quiet people out there to check in, if not to tell us about their role models, at least to say hi to us this evening. because we have a lot of stations out there that seem to want to be quiet this evening. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mike, WA1NXI, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Oh, very good, Kathy. You're absolutely right. Gordon is a great role model to a lot of people here in South Carolina. Help them on their way and help them along their way, also as well as getting them started on the way. And he got those classes rolling, so there's more and more hams all the time, so he's going to be busier and busier. So, and moms are great role models, Kathy. I know my wife, Elaine, is a great role model for her kids. She's always been there for them, no matter what, and she always will be, and you can tell when they talk to her that they have respect for her and appreciate the things that she's done for them, bringing them up to be who they are. And have to ask later on, I guess, about what all the cops and deputies and stuff are doing. I know it happens a lot down there, and it makes me wonder if there's going to be another gun debate. I see there was another shooting today, and I think it was a mall, Kathy, and maybe some of these people that do these shootings could use some positive role models in their lives. And, you know, if they had more positive role models growing up, maybe they wouldn't be in some of the predicaments they're in nowadays. So role models have a definite need in people's lives. Also, Kathy, just wanted to throw that out there because you brought up cops and sheriffs and all that good stuff. But anyway, I'll go ahead and break with you, Kathy, and see who else we can get aboard the Family Global Hour here on Southcast. This is WA1NXI, looking for check-ins.
X-ray, Charlie X-ray.
Net recognizes X-ray, Charlie X-ray. Good evening, Woody. How you been? And I'm sure you know we were discussing role models and such, so welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir. Hey, how you doing, Mike? This is Woody in Mount Dora. We're at 60 degrees, and I'm just saying hi to everybody. And of course, one of my role models you just mentioned already is Gordon. And another one is, of course, you know what my main role model is, since I'm Christian. So I'll just leave that blank. This is in 5XCX back in that.
All right. Now, Woody, I guess we can just leave that blank. But, yeah, there's Gordon again. And like I said, I'm sure he's a lot of people's role model here on South Jersey. You get the VOIP side kicked off, and lots of members, and so we started another side to a great organization, and in my opinion, maybe just made it a little bit better than the other half, but that's just my opinion. I kind of like talking here and getting to know people better than just throwing my call out there real quick and getting checked in and being gone. But I guess there's both sides to that coin also. But thanks for being there, and thanks for getting on the log, Woody. Much appreciated. This is WA1NXI, and see if we got anybody else out there wishing to come aboard. Let me see, Jim or Rebecca, was that an attempt to come aboard, or was it an accidental key-up? All right, well, not hearing anybody rushing to get aboard, so let me think if I can think of anybody else that might have been a role model to me growing up that might want to throw out there before we wrap it up and pretty much covered my ham radio. Elmer role model was more or less my father kind of pointing me in that direction. Teachers weren't a real big role model of mine. Sports was usually the New England Patriots, but I did have a gentleman named Bob Mamash that was a role model for quite a few years while my father was off in Vietnam. Well, not quite a few, but it was 2 or 3 years while he was off in Vietnam. He kind of helped my mother out and kept me straight, and we're still good friends to this day. I still visit him whenever I pass through Merrimack, so... Bob was a great role model, also kept me off the streets and stuff, and taught me a few things, a few hard lessons in life. But see if we can get anybody else to come aboard, and if not, I'll go ahead and wrap it up for a night. This is WA1NXI, looking for check-ins.
Victor X-Ray Papa Recheck.
Net recognizes Victor. Victor X-Ray Papa, good evening again, Rick, and welcome aboard, and great save.
This is not as far as role models, but I do see a station that's linked in there, S52JAN, Janis, from Slovenia. I noticed, I don't think he's a member, but I would like to put an invite out for him to... maybe check in and, maybe become a member. It looks like he does have an email address on QRZ, so would like to put a personal invite out for him to join South Cars. And once the XP back to net control.
Well, fine business, Rick. I was scanning down through. I don't see the call sign. You want to go ahead and throw the invitation out there and see if he'll come on back to you, and if he does, you can go ahead and give him the address and all that, and maybe pull him aboard since you noticed him. And if you don't want to, I'd be more than happy to, Rick, but I need the call sign one more time.
Very good. Kathy put it in. Sierra 52 Juliet Alpha November, and that's Yana's in Slovenia. I know him from when he gets on the Breakfast Club net, but I would like to ask Yana's if you would like to respond back at this time. S52JAN and 1VXP.
Well, I'm Rick. I gave him a minute to respond. Yeah, he's either away from the radio or the computer, whichever he's on there. I don't even see him on my... Oh, yeah, there he is. I do see it now. So if he's around the computer, he'll check back in or throw his call out there, I'm sure, Rick. But nice try, and thank you for noticing that and bringing it to my attention and welcoming him to come aboard, Rick. That was a good eye. So I'll go ahead and break with you and see who else would like to come aboard, and if not, then I'll see if I can't get that preamble going and bring it to a close.
Sierra United November.
Net recognizes S-U-N. Welcome back, Kathy.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you, Rick, as well. I think I've invited Janis, I believe, before. I'm not sure if it's Brazil or in that area, but I do have an email, and I will send out an invite out there. He or she, I can't remember, listens quite a bit, doesn't do much talking, but does do a lot of listening, as many of the stations this evening probably were doing. They were listening. But I do want to encourage everyone to join our Sunday morning rag tube. We're going to be talking about what's next in computing. You know, Mike, I've gone from, I think it's Windows 95 all the way up to Windows 8.1. I've gone from desktops to laptops. I've gone from the original IBM, that's a long time ago, with my son, to actually a computer I have now that is able to be a laptop and a tablet. You switch the screen around. So I've gone through a lot of changes, and so hopefully you'll join us for that. KY6D will be the net control, and I think we'll have a great program in the morning. So 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning. Hopefully each and every one of you will join us. I want to thank you, Mike, for running the session and for what you do for South Cars and for everyone else. So whenever you want to close, you're more than welcome to close. I've gone over the announcements and the net coming up. I just ask everyone to check out our website. That way you will see programming nets in the future. We do have a February 13th TIN that will be quite interesting. So check it out. Check out that website as well. Back to you, Mike, WA1NXI from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. It's been my pleasure to be your backup this evening.
All right, Kathy, and geez, I hope I make that net tomorrow morning, which I should. I don't have no other plans. Elaine will be working, and I'll be here, so I'll be around. It's just a matter of remembering to put the coffee and breakfast down and to make it to the computer here, Kathy. And I don't know if you noticed, I was just in the nick of time tonight and almost got by me. I did supper and had supper ready when Elaine got home. We had supper and then I turned the TV on and I just happened to look over at my computer and said, oh, and I looked at the clock and had a panic for a minute, thought I was late, but it was actually just a couple minutes early, so that worked out this time. So I guess I'll say one more call for last call, and I'll go ahead and wrap it up. This is WA1NXI in the Family Global Hour, looking for any final comments. All right, not hearing any. I had a great time NCS in the net tonight, and thank everybody for their participation. This has been the Southcast, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on the voip.southcars.com website. And geez, it's a really different page lately. If you haven't checked it out, you ought to. It's nice. Get a picture of a snowmobile there on the opening page, and I like that, Steve. I see those roll by all day long here. Anyway, your net control for this session has been Mike, and my call is WA1NXI, which was handed down to me from my father. I was going to mention that during the net after Gordon commented on it. Slipped my mind till just now, but anyway, 73s everybody, and I'll close this VOIP net session, and thanks for your participation again, and net closed.